Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about subjects starting with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
Isn't it pop culture subjects?
Oh, I did it right for the one that I did wrong, didn't I? Dang it.
Well, you weren't born when you were right.
What does that even mean? Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Danny Suther. Welcome.
And today's topic is season's greetings, which is our little catch-all for the holidays. Because, well, you may notice that it is Christmas season, and even if you are listening to this after Christmas, which many of you will, it's still Christmas season because it's the return season now. So I'm letting that count.
No, we'll get this out before Christmas.
Okay.
This will probably be out today.
Oh, okay.
Ha-ha!
So anyway, we're going to be starting with, like, what's your first Christmas memory? Because a lot of people have those Christmas memories, you know, of, coming down the stairs on Christmas morning when they were a kid, that kind of thing. So, what's your earliest memory of Christmas? You don't remember?
No, I don't.
Wow, okay.
Christmas is something we celebrate in my family, but we don't do, like, the Christmas morning, like, oh, because, you know, I'm a single child, right? So it's not like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm an only child, so it's... I was like, what the hell? I'm an only child, so it's not like it's a big family-type event thing, right? You're
okay,
just
okay.
Like, oh, okay, here's a present. Okay, let's just go do whatever.
Okay, so your family just usually goes out to eat or in something like that?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's not like... I mean, I didn't have the whole believe in Santa thing or anything.
Really? Wow, yeah, your parents didn't even bother letting you believe in Santa for a while?
Well, no, I knew about the whole Legend of Santa thing, but I was just like... Okay.
The Legend of Santa.
Well, you know, the Legend of Santa Claus, right? It's like
Well,
the guy...
sorry, the Legend of Santa Claus sounds like an action movie.
It's Legend of Santa Claus, the Guardians of Gahool.
Santa Claus is an owl?
Wait, hold on. Have I told you about this thing where... I really want to see Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahool, just for the fact that apparently everybody speaks crazy.
What?
So they're not called the Guardians, they're called the Guardians.
They speak Bastion?
They're the Guardians of Gahool. And so
it takes place in Boston, is what you're telling me.
Sure, why not? And apparently every owl's name is some sort of crazy name, too, that's so difficult to track, you forget what owl is named what. And then also when they go looking for the Guardians, apparently it only takes 3 minutes. Because what it seems like apparently the story is that there was going to be a trilogy, but they figured they're not going to be able to make all three movies. So they condensed all three into one movie. So they eventually go like, okay, we're going to go find the Guardians. And then 3 minutes later, they're like, hey, we found them. As though it was like supposed to be some huge ordeal. And these kid owls were just like, hey, we found them. Okay, cool. We just followed all the instructions. I wonder why no one else did that.
So it's kind of like what would happen if right after the one does not walk into Mordor speech, it would be Frodo just walking and going, hey guys, guess I just did it. And then he would drop the ring in the volcano and it would be over.
Kind of like that. I cannot wait to see this movie.
Oh, God. Wait. Did you feel like this about Delgo?
No. Delgo is...
What's Delgo?
Delgo, I might as well just sleep.
Okay.
I might as well just be
okay,
blind.
I don't even know. What is Delgo?
Delgo is one of the worst movies ever made on a... Well, one of the worst... Not one of the worst movies ever made. One of the biggest budgetary flops, I think, right?
It had a big budget?
It had a budget of like 50-some million because it dragged on so long.
Oh.
And then it made something like...
It had a less than $1 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
Actually, come to think of it, what is the largest loss in movie history?
That's you know, something you have to determine through a whole bunch of other factors.
Yeah.
I mean, there was Cutthroat Island that cost, what, $130 million when it came out,
yeah.
And it made $10 million its opening weekend.
I guess that'll do.
That's good enough.
That's a pretty bad one. Yeah, people kind of forget that Waterworld made its money back, didn't it?
Waterworld made a profit.
Yeah.
Damn.
People forget that. It's like, oh, big budget, and, you know, Kevin Costner's lost it, blah, 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 and then...
Oh, he drinks his own pee, oh...
People don't generally remember that there's an international market as well as DVD and video. And, and also, you got the whole fact of, hey, this movie's terrible. I want to check it out. And yeah, that's not going to get you a lot of revenue, but it's still going to get you some.
Also, Battlefield Earth made a very small amount of money compared to its budget as well.
Okay.
But anyway, So we're coming back to this whole Christmas thing. So Danny, do you have any holiday memories?
I actually do.
Really?
So, yes.
Okay, like
I
okay.
Said, I don't have many memories of
So we won't have a 5-minute tangent into movies after you talk.
Well, I can't guarantee that. But I can tell you I do actually have childhood memories about Christmas because I still have the Christmas tree that we would bring out.
Wait, you have it in your like place? Or?
It's in my dad's.
It's so dry and withered.
it's in my house in L.A. In the like above the garage.
Huh, okay.
It was one of those plastic trees, and every year we had to take it out and fluff it. I wish I could think of a better word, but you know what? I don't think I can.
Wow, I'm glad that wasn't in the last episode we recorded.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Anyway. Keep going.
Yeah, and then you know, just cover it in tinsel or whatever it was that we used at the time, and that would be our tree.
Tinsel that was only mildly more fake-looking than the tree was?
Oh, no, it was about as fake-looking as the tree. That tree was ridiculously fake.
Really?
I didn't even
know. Was it one of those silver trees?
Well, no, it wasn't a silver tree. It was definitely a green plastic tree.
Okay.
I mean, the you know.
Well, okay, did it look as bad as a Lego tree?
That's pushing it, man.
No, it looked a little bit more tree-like than a Lego tree.
Okay.
Although it, you know, felt like AstroTurf, so.
Oh, God.
The thing about it was my parents happened to not be big fans of fire. So I didn't actually see what a real Christmas tree looked like until, like, college. Because it just never came up.
Okay.
It was either pull out the fake tree, talk about, we should get a real tree next year. It'll be so great. Then you get to clean it up. You know, I'm okay with this one. And then, you know, pack it back up and then put it in next year until we stopped caring about the Christmas tree enough that we just had Christmases.
So on average, when did your Christmas tree actually get put away? February?
No, they're pretty quick about it. I mean, like, that thing uses up a lot of energy, so.
No, your parents were way faster than my parents about that then, because our Christmas tree, on average, stayed up until around January 15th.
Did you have a fake plastic Christmas tree, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had a silver tree.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, where the tree stump, quote-unquote, or the trunk is just a pole with holes in it.
Yeah.
And you stick the branches in one at a time when you're reassembling it.
I have one of those, but it was not silver. It was still green.
Ours was silver. That's right. You want to know why? Because it was cheap and we was po.
The silver one costs less?
I think so.
I think paint costs more money, I guess.
Yeah, we were so poor, we couldn't even afford paint on our tree. They couldn't paint it green. We were just like, we'll take the tinsel.
It usually comes in green.
This was the 80s. You cannot underestimate the tackiness of the 80s, okay?
I lived in the 80s. You're only 1 year older than me.
You be quiet, young man.
You be quiet. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Wait a second. I'm at your house. Hold on. I'm going to pee on your rug.
This is going to be so weird because these jokes come after the stuff that comes that you guys are going to listen to after this episode. So really, if you're listening to this now, just stop and listen to stuff 37/38. Yeah, you'll find out why it's called that. And then listen to this one because we recorded that one first as a warm-up. Yeah, that's what we do. We actually record the stuff early in case you haven't not figured that out by this point. The secrets are all being revealed.
No!
Kevin! Kevin,
what are you doing?
You've already told the kids that there isn't a Santa Claus. You've told the kids that aren't born yet that there's no Santa Claus. You're ruining Christmas, Kevin Chu.
You're ruining Christmas.
I might as well just have a show called Secrets of S-Words Revealed on Fox.
Or behind the podcast, S-Words. And then Dom discovered alcohol.
And then we didn't have a show for 2 months.
Yeah. Those actually were independent developments, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to your tree, Danny.
Yeah, so, you know, I actually had the Christmas tree, and that's one of the few things I remember. It doesn't quite predate my very first memory, which is my 6th birthday, but it's close.
You don't actually have any memories of kindergarten? Your 6th birthday is your first real memory?
It's the only one that matters.
Oh, I guess that's fair. Okay. So, yeah, as I mentioned, I have a big family, and we were really close when we were growing up. We're still pretty close. And so, Christmas Eve, our tradition was go to church at midnight, of course, because we was Catholic. And sit through the carols, or actually go to church at around 11, sit through the carols, sing along, and then when we got back, we would have porridge or soup or whatever was, you know, hot and warm, because we had just gotten in from the cold, and we were, it was, you know, midnight in December, and we would just walk home, or some of us would just be in cars that that were still really cold, and then we would start giving out presents. Now, keep in mind that Grandma had 20 grandkids, so when I say we started giving out presents, I mean that the living room was filled with presents, and we had to have one person go in there, pull out a present from the pile, bring it out, and say, okay, next present is... And so this would go on for 2 hours or so, because there were a lot of us, and, you know, we pulled out the stops for Christmas, and we would have a lot of fun. We would still keep singing. We would open presents for a long time. We would laugh and talk, and, you know, we still maintain this tradition to this day. We pushed it earlier because we don't go to church anymore, and also because a lot of us have kids now, instead of being the kids that stay up late. It's like, yeah, we should probably have this done for the kids by around 11 or so. So we start earlier. We eat earlier now, which is nice, because it is very not pleasant to eat dinner at around 6 and then wait around and then go to church and then come home hungry again. But, these days, we cut down on the number of presents, thankfully. We decided that it was just not feasible for everyone to buy presents for everyone anymore. So we have a Kris Kringle program that we do Kris Kringle for each other, and we draw a random name and we buy presents for that person. 1 year, which is one of my favorite holiday memories, I was left out of the Kris Kringle program accidentally. And so I was like, where's my present? And then one of my cousins was, oh, crap. He's like, look, I'm taking you to Best Buy. Choose something that is under $200. Let's go. And I'm like, this is the best Christmas ever. it's becoming a running gag, too. Every couple of years, someone who gets me will just decide not to get it for me until later, or to hide it somewhere. It's like, I'm just kidding. It's under the couch. And they'll hand me something. It's like, okay, then. But yeah, I mean, I have a lot of fun with Christmas. I have a lot of really warm and good memories because I'm always surrounded by family, surrounded by good food. We actually knew that there was no Santa Claus as a kid, but we maintained the illusion anyway because it was more fun that way. And because letters to Santa Claus in our family, like I said, we were poor, they would get read by our parents and then they would get ignored because we couldn't afford the stuff. But it was nice writing letters to Santa Claus thinking, hey, maybe... if someone reads this and takes pity on us, then, you know, we'll get presents. Instead, we just had a great day with family instead. So, you know, it all worked out. So I was going to ask the next question, which is, what are your favorite holiday traditions? But Kevin, I don't think you have holiday traditions.
Well, you see, I'm going to watch this owl movie.
That's your Christmas?
Yep.
You realize you're gonna have to watch this movie every year.
My new Christmas movie.
Yeah. That's unfortunate, I think.
That is really unfortunate.
What? I mean, like, we just relax. You know, we see like a movie, we have dinner, and it's...
Well, then again, on Christmas Day, since all of our stuff is on Christmas Eve, my family goes to a movie a lot on Christmas Day too.
Yeah, you just do that, and that's it. You put up the tree during Thanksgiving weekend. You take the tree down in January. We had a tree with ornaments and all that stuff.
Oh, I mean, man. My family was pretty lazy about taking it down. So I remember in between the third and eighth grades, there was this ornament, this like gold foil ornament that was hanging from the ceiling. And no one ever bothered taking it down. So it was like it was Christmas all the time.
It was not attached to the tree?
It was not attached to the tree. It was attached to, like, a light emplacement that didn't have a light there. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
Okay. That's fine.
But we also didn't ever bother taking the lights down. We just turned them off.
Yeah. That's pretty standard fare. I mean, given the opportunity, I'd probably have done the same. The thing about the Christmas lights around is, I don't know if either of you have been to my parents' place during Christmas time. But that neighborhood loves their lights.
Oh, yeah, my neighborhood's got a lot of lights, too.
Just tricked You know, just lights up everywhere.
How many of them have music?
Hmm?
How many of them have music? How tacky does it get?
I didn't get to any with music.
Okay, what about inflatables?
They just had the inflatables.
Inflatables? Inflatable snowman?
We've got a couple of houses that have the music.
They had the Christmas light deers. But this was back, you know, this was back before, like, the really gaudy stuff started. This was just lights.
Okay.
Lights on every single house except for ours.
Oh.
And, you know, every year my sister and I are talking about, let's get lights. We'll help you put them up and everything. Really? When? Let's get lights. And we never would get lights, and so if you were ever in my neighborhood around Christmas time, it was really easy to find our house. Just drive down the street until you don't see lights, because it'll be beautiful Christmas display. Big orange spot there, big orange floodlight thing. Beautiful Christmas display. Beautiful Christmas display, and it was just.
And for those of you who don't know this, you should actually seek out Danny's parents' house anyway, because if you knock on the door and say, I know Danny, they will feed you.
Yes, I was just about to ask, when can we eat?
Yes.
Well, my parents are
it's been a while.
Out of country, so it's going to be a little bit difficult unless you want to go to Thailand.
Well, we were talking about going to Vietnam, Kevin, so...
Yeah,
It's not that big of a change to just take a detour into the next jungle over.
And they probably would feed you, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, feed us.
Feed us, Danny's parents.
Not you, Danny. No, I like your food, too.
Yeah.
But I haven't had Danny's family food in a while.
We should do a SoCal run soon.
A while.
We should find a nice weekend and do a SoCal run. And stay at Danny's.
What, like MLK weekend?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's usually when I go.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, let's try. Let's try and arrange for that. We'll head down there, and I don't know what we'll do, but we'll go to Danny's house at the very least and eat.
Well, I'll meet you guys at Danny's place.
You'll just park there?
Well, no. No, I usually go down to MLK to meet up with some of my friends in SoCal.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But I want to eat Danny's family food.
I'll look into
family food franchise.
Yes.
I'll look into it.
Now opening up in your area.
If you live in a certain house
with an orange floodlight
in the middle of a bunch of Christmas lights.
You know what I do love about Christmas is the chocolate orange.
Oh, you actually like the chocolate orange? It tastes like sour chocolate to me.
I don't care. I like cracking the thing open.
Oh yeah, I do like the experience of breaking the chocolate orange, where you just hit it as hard as you can against a table.
I remember
and
the
you
first...
pretend you're the Joker in Dark Knight Returns. Dark Knight, sorry. Not Dark Knight Returns.
I don't know about pretending to be the Joker part, but I like cracking the orange and eating the orange and not putting the pencil in the guy's head and then apparently eating him.
See, that's the thing. I got one of those, like, first time I ever got one of those, and you and I were like, yeah, let's get a chocolate orange. These things look fun. Let's try it. Boom! Shake, 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 shake. Nothing. Here, let me try. Boom! Still solid.
That's how it's supposed to be.
We spent the better part of a week trying to crack the thing.
Really? It didn't become slices right away?
No.
That's weird. Would you, like, freeze yours?
I think we were just afraid of breaking something.
Oh, okay.
But you're supposed to break it.
Like a table.
Like this. Break it. Break it. Yeah. That was, I don't know. That was kind of
That was kind that of was limp, kind of
weak. Man. That was kind of limp, man. Is it because of the sucking contest?
But, yeah, I mean...
Well, I mean, I went to see Tron, and that's about as strong as I could get.
That's fair.
Yeah, I guess you were a little lethargic. Anyway.
I didn't see Tron.
Keep going.
But yeah, in terms of, like, I don't know. I mean, like, Christmas time is always interesting. You know, like, being with Mihal around Christmas time is always something new I'm learning about every year. Because the thing about Japan is that Christmas and New Year's are flipped. Christmas in Japan, Christmas is the socializing holiday. New Year's is the one you spend with your family.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, I was about to say, they're flipped. You mean one comes before the other?
Yeah, no.
Christmas is when you're supposed to go out on a date.
Yeah.
New Year's is when you're supposed to stay home and watch TV. And
watch the same TV.
Watch the same TV and give your family members little envelopes.
Yeah, so Miho loves, like, Christmas atmosphere around here. She actually likes how the radio station just plays nothing but Christmas music for, like...
Which is weird, because she works retail. How does that work? She works... Well, actually, she works at a warehouse.
Yeah, she works retail.
Yeah, but she used to work
inventory.
Retail.
She used to work retail. The main thing was she used to decide what music was on there for, too.
Oh, okay.
So I guess she didn't have as much of an effect by that. I mean, she's not like me who had to listen to Marshawn Lynch break a tackle, like, you know, every 10 minutes for...
Man, if I worked retail during Christmas, every song would be The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York. Now it'd be just like Christmas in the drunk tank. And people would look at their mothers and be like, "Mommy, what's this man talking about? You slut high on junk." It's a line in the song.
What did you just say to me?
It's a line in the song.
Wait, line on the song. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
It really is.
Did you have to say it in that way with that look on your face? I was just looking at you and then you're like, the thing. And I'm like,
sorry. Okay. Sorry.
That's cool. Sure.
I'm sorry. We can make this a new holiday tradition.
No.
We can sing Fairy Tale of New York at each other, yes. That'll be a very, very,
No, I'm gonna go
no?
With
Are
no.
you sure?
Yeah, I'm reasonably certain about this. I'm gonna go with no.
Okay, but yeah, Miho likes Christmas music.
Yeah, she likes Christmas atmosphere, she likes Christmas music.
Huh, so she's one of those, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people where Christmas carols are fine, because I used to be part of a caroling group, so it gives me those memories, kind of. But... Christmas music in general, when a radio station just becomes Christmas music constantly, or you hear Christmas music constantly over a store's PA system, I hate that. I can't deal with it.
I was mildly traumatized by music or Christmas music as a child, so I can't really talk.
What?
I've brought this up before.
Have you?
This probably came up during the back to school section.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The most wonderful time of the year commercial.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Where I get to hear that, and it's like... Damn it! And they'll not stop making fun of me about it.
You can go back to the school. Yep. Was it school?
It's
must
school.
Have been school.
It school. Was school episode. Okay.
And that one song has ruined Christmas for you?
Well, not Christmas, just Christmas music.
I'm a big fan of non-standard Christmas music myself. I have a CD that's like Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. And nice. Like I said, Fairy Tale of New York. All these things that aren't necessarily about how cheerful Christmas is and the standard, like, churned out pop every year. So, I can like some Christmas music when it doesn't sound like Christmas music.
All right.
But, Kevin, do you hate Christmas music? Do you not care?
I don't care. I don't like being forced to listen to it on the radio for hours.
But, yeah, it's...
Yeah, that's kind of where it stops for me.
It's really weird, because when I think Christmas music these days... And it, like, I filter out most of the English Christmas music now, but I remember things from Japanese Christmas music.
Why?
Really, really clearly. Because they're really depressing or touching songs.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Stuff like, no, this is not even from the usual
suspects
either.
Because culturally it's different,
yeah,
right?
Culturally it's a different holiday.
Well, we got things like, I think there was a song, I'm trying to remember if it was Porno Graffiti or not. It might have been that group I was listening to prior to Porno Graffiti. The song is basically about how last year, he did nothing but spend time with his friends and hung out, you know, and enjoyed, you know, a nice, peaceful life as Christmas. But this year, he has to work through Christmas Day.
That's a very Japanese song, actually.
I could go look it up later, but yeah. Like, that's the tune that I hear. And also that one song by Downtown.
Okay.
About, it was, the song's basically about, you know, previous years back when he was really poor, he would, like, he couldn't afford turkey. He couldn't afford, you know, large Christmas meal. So he would make, like, chicken fried rice with ketchup. Or he'd order chicken fried rice with ketchup and eat that and go, "I guess this is what Christmas tastes like." And then...
What?
And then after he got...
What are these songs? Why are you only listening to me?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the very last verse of it is about him, you know, saying, "Yeah, what the..." Oh, sorry.
Whatever.
It's like, "I'm famous now. I'm gonna go get a turkey." He gets a turkey. This giant turkey thing, and there's like only a couple people. It's like, "How am I gonna eat all this?" I think I'll go get you some chicken rice. And so that's how the song goes.
That is a weird song.
Chicken rice, okay.
It's actually called that.
Oh. It's called chicken rice?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, great.
What? What?
That makes no sense.
This is from the same country that turned Auld Lang Syne into a depressing song.
Auld Lang Syne. Oh, yeah, because it's
played when... Wait, the same country?
Well, this is from Japan.
Auld Lang Syne in Japan is a song about closing things. Because they'll play it before things close.
They'll play it at graduation ceremonies. They'll play it at close of day. They'll
really?
Play it when the they'll play it when stores close down.
I had no idea.
Yes, it's basically taps.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of depressing.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move on from that, because that was a really depressing discussion about Christmas music. From two different perspectives, all both of them Danny's. I was going to say, it's like, I kind of like Christmas music. All right, then. What about Christmas movies? Do you guys have any Christmas movies that stand out in your head?
Besides Home Alone, which is pretty much the Christmas movie we all grew up with, because it was a phenomenon when it came out.
Yeah, well I actually was more of a Christmas Story kid.
Oh, I hate A Christmas Story.
I hate A Christmas Story, too.
Well, here's the thing about A Christmas Story. I didn't see it until last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Still bad, huh?
Well, Michal was utterly shocked by this, because it's one of those movies where, regardless of its quality, just the contents of it have just been absorbed into modern culture. You know, you'll shoot your
BB gun, the sticking your tongue
in the pink bunny suit, and sliding down the thing.
The licking the frozen pole.
Yeah, licking the pole, obviously. But...
Good lord, guys.
It makes sense in context.
It's been like so many months since we actually had an episode. This one's just like we've tons got it of all, innuendo.
We've
it's
got
like,
it all built
it
up.
There.
We just have to get it out. You know?
Release it.
We just have to squeeze one out before we're done.
Bread's done.
But yeah, I'd never actually seen the movie, which is really weird because, you know, between me and Michal, I'm the one who's seen movies. She doesn't like movies, but she's seen that one.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
So, and yeah, I saw it last year, and I got to see all the, you know, stuff that happened to it, and it's like, oh, so that's where that commercial, and that commercial, and that commercial, and that commercial came from. And it's really weird getting the experience that apparently Michal pretty much gets every day from movies.
But yeah, I actually don't remember much of a Christmas Story. I have impressions in my head, because we watched it so constantly when we were kids. And I also remember falling asleep through It's a Wonderful Life, which is a sad, sad thing, because I went back and watched that movie, and I like it, even though it's like it's a surprisingly dark movie when you go back to it, when you go to it for the first time.
It's very dark.
Yeah. But, you know, when you're growing up and everyone's like, oh, it's such a wonderful Christmas movie. You know, it's so heart uplifting and heartwarming and stuff like that.
If you can get to the end.
And then you watch it and you go, oh, my God.
Yep.
I mean, you forget that there's an entire portion of movie where that leads up to him being on a bridge about to kill himself.
Just like in Back to the Future 2.
Wait,
hold
what?
On.
Yeah, on your toes. you don't remember Jingle All the Way?
I remember
was
Jingle
that with
All
Arnold
the Way.
Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
And was it,
Tom Arnold,
was it?
Was it?
It was
Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Oh, God, was it Sinbad?
Tom Arnold was True Lies. Thank you.
Which is not a Christmas movie.
I would like it to be a Christmas movie.
True Lies is probably
watch
my favorite Christmas movie.
We should actually watch
it's Die Hard that's a Christmas movie.
No, but we should watch True Lies instead of watching the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
No. I really want to see the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
Why?
Man, you're such a Philistine. The Guardians of Ga'Hoole. It's the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
You might as well be You might as well just be watching like Plan 9 from Outer Space on
Christmas.
No,
this is an owl movie from Zack Snyder.
I'd forgotten it was Zack Snyder.
From the studio that brought you Happy Feet, as though that's some sort of thing that would make me want to see it.
Wait, isn't Zack Snyder's next thing Sucker Punch, too?
Yeah. And wait. Then after that, Superman.
Oh, yep. Man. That makes me so pumped for Superman. Wait, no, it doesn't.
Yep.
Do you have any hope for Sucker Punch?
Yep.
You almost believed yourself for a second there.
I don't know. I actually think he has a better chance of being something kind of cool than the other stuff he's worked on. It's actually not based on something.
That's true.
That's something. Something.
It's a little bit.
What other Christmas movies? Because like I couldn't think. Hold on. There's like Home Alone, Die Hard.
We already covered It's a Wonderful Life.
Elf. Yeah.
I haven't seen Elf yet, actually.
I only like Elf for one sequence in which he makes the spaghetti.
I haven't seen Elf.
I've not seen anything except the last 5 minutes of Elf.
Oh my God. Okay.
We should see Elf?
Yeah, you should see Elf.
It actually is funny, right?
First time, and then never watch it again.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a good signal.
I can't believe you guys forgot Christmas Buddies.
What?
Christmas Buddies? Hey, yeah. From Air Bud. Became Air Bud 2, became
Air Bud 3,
became...
Like Air Buddies?
Bud,
right?
No. Air Bud then played football, but I don't know what Bud that was. And then he went to space, and that was Space Buddies. And then there's Snow Buddies. Or Christmas... I don't know. They did a Christmas one with the Buddies.
Oh, good Lord. No!
Okay, in terms of actual...
Muppet Christmas Carol. Yeah.
Muppet Christmas Carol is actually not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, Muppet movies at the beginning and at the end of that run were good. The middle ones were a little weird, if I remember right. Like, Great Muppet Caper was kind of weird.
Really? I thought Great Muppet Caper was the good one.
Was it?
Yeah. The Muppet movie, and then Muppets Take Manhattan, Great Muppet Caper... Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh yeah, Muppet Treasure Island, I think, was the one where I was thinking of.
Then Muppets in Space. Anything beyond Muppets in Space is a lost cause.
But there's the new Muppets.
The new Muppet movie next year. I can't wait.
Is it going to be a Christmas movie or no?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Just give me the freaking movie. I want it so bad.
I really want a good Muppets movie. Like,
yeah.
I want
them to be relevant again.
Yeah, I mean, they've become mildly relevant with their YouTube stuff, but there's a difference between YouTube stuff and a blockbuster movie. And so,
it's the same difference between internet famous and famous.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait, why are you looking at me like that for? Super Unker.
No one knows who I am anymore.
So anyway... what were we going to say? Christmas movies. There was... Oh, God, there's the Santa Claus. No.
And the Santa Claus 2.
And the Santa Claus 3.
The Escape Clause.
The Mrs. Clause and the Escape Clause.
No, Escape Clause is 3. Number 2 is the Mrs. Clause.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what?
You don't like Tim Allen?
Tim Allen has done one good movie, and then he's added his voice to 2.5 good movies.
What's his one good movie?
Galaxy Quest.
Oh, yeah.
And then his 2.5 good movies that he lent his voice to were the Toy Stories. Unless he's done voices for another good movie.
Why are you saying half?
Because the original Toy Story looks weird to me when I go back to it.
It's not that, yeah, but it's still...
I mean, it's still an important movie.
I will say it's good,
yeah, okay.
But I don't really like it as much as everybody else.
2 and 3, though.
You don't remember Christmas with the Cranks?
What?
Danny remembers. That's also a Tim Allen movie.
Oh, man. That...
How many Christmas movies has this man done?
He loves money. I'm sorry. That's impolite.
He loves Christmas.
He's so hungry.
That's why Leslie Nielsen did Dracula Dead and Loving It. That's a lingering memory of mine, is that when I was working at GamePro, when we reviewed... Dracula Dead and Loving It, it was like, the conversation must have gone like this. Mel Brooks said, I would like to make a movie. And Leslie Nielsen said, yes, sir, please. I am so hungry. which is a really unfortunate thing to say when Leslie Nielsen recently died.
I was about to say, is that a bit too soon?
Well, the joke was made 10 years ago, all right?
Oh, man.
Rest in peace, Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, man. Don't make fun of people that are dead. Recently dead.
Hey, you know what? Leslie Nielsen would have been cool with that because his entire career was made... the second half of his career was made around making fun of himself. You know? Yeah. Oh, how could I forget Christmas Vacation? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, so you remember Christmas Vacation, but you don't remember Christmas with the Cranks?
I remember Christmas Vacation.
I do, too. And Ernest Saves Christmas.
I don't remember Ernest Saves Christmas myself. The Ernest movies in general don't stick.
What about
with
Ernest
me,
Goes to Jail?
Where he gets electromagnetic powers?
Yeah.
That was weird. Then again, all of them were weird.
Yeah, I got nothing for that.
Yeah, I can't remember any other Christmas movies. I bet we're missing a whole bunch, like Miracle on 34th Street.
I never saw Miracle on 34th Street.
That's okay.
Or the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus one.
That's okay.
Okay. I do remember, like, the reunion of the Bradys, that Christmas special thing.
That I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't very good.
What about the very first Simpsons episode, which is a Christmas episode?
That's right! I remember that one pretty vividly now. I mean, I remember watching that near Christmas and going, wow, I like this. And then came, like, 8 years of some of the best TV.
And I wasn't born yet, I think.
No, sure you were born for that.
Yeah.
You must have been born. Yeah.
I actually didn't watch any of Simpsons until the third season, so.
Well, the third season was really when they got going, so, mm-hmm. you know. Let's see. I'm looking on Wikipedia now. There's I'm just going to look. Babes in Toyland. Ugh, no.
No, thank you. Oh, what about Toys? Is that a Christmas movie?
It was a toy movie, though, wasn't it?
Robin Williams. But it has toys.
Let's see here. Well, we can talk about all of the different versions of A Christmas Carol, because there are so many.
Yeah, the really not so great mocap one that came out.
The recent one with Jim Carrey.
The one that says, "Hey, Robert Zemeckis, you still not trying, eh?"
The Muppet one's all right, isn't it?
It's fine.
Who was the Scrooge for that one?
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, that's right. That's
no,
why.
No, it wasn't.
No?
No,
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't. Yes. No. You know, you have Wikipedia right there. Why could you just look it up? No, I don't think it is. I thought he was in another Christmas Carol.
He was in a one-man show of a Christmas Carol on, the stage. I know that much.
Well, it's time to look it up, because it's Michael Caine. Ha ha!
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Let's see here. We've gotten to the D's, and there's Die Hard and Die Hard 2. Ugh, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. No. Actually, the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I like the animated one.
The animated one, the
European
one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, God, I hate the Jim Carrey one so much.
Yeah.
Oh, we're forgetting Fred Claus.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Yes, we are, actually. Mm. There's It's a Wonderful Life, Jingle All the Way. God.
What?
Ooh, Mickey's
Christmas.
Oh, and
Jack Frost. The dad dies, Michael Keaton dies, and he gets to re-raise his child as a snowman.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing about Jack Frost. I don't like... Here's the main thing.
Yes? What is the main thing?
Jack Frost is actually a name for more than one movie. It's a name for more than one movie about a reanimated snowman.
Yeah, one in which he's an evil guy.
One is a serial killer. Who, I don't even want to talk about it. I think that was one of those revelations that made me just freak out about Christmas movies for like half a decade.
Really? It damaged you that much?
Snowman rape scene.
Oh, we're forgetting.
Oh, God, you're right.
We're forgetting the Polar Express with its dead eyes.
dead eyes.
Yes.
Every year you can relive the dead eyes in IMAX 3D.
Oh, they're actually re-releasing it every year in IMAX?
They released it every year.
Oh, good lord.
I should go watch that just to see.
We should do that. We should do
remember,
$20
worth
year,
of dead eyes.
I spent a year
and
studying...
Tom Hanks' voice.
I spent a year studying the Uncanny Valley. I have to see this. I have but to see just what's wrong with
really
this.
The really important things that we've missed, though, are the stop-motion things that we used to watch on...
Maybe like Rudolph.
Rudolph.
And
let's see,
the snow monster guy's crazy star thing. He goes high.
That's still Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
With the bumble. With the
bumble.
Yeti.
There
yeah,
we
the
go.
Bumble.
That's his name.
Yeah, where
I have some sort
of
weird
tree.
Obsession with collecting anything that has Bumble on it.
Nice.
None of them are out here. Oh, they're all in my room.
Got it.
Where they can be close to me.
But yeah, I mean, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There was what was the name of the snowman? Frosty the Snowman. I blanked on the name of Frosty the Snowman. How do I do that?
What was the name of Snowman?
Jack.
Frosty.
It all got just sort of swept under with Danny talking about the snowman rape scene.
That's okay. You weren't born when you were watching
yes.
Frosty the Snowman.
Well, I think Frosty the Snowman was, in fact, from the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah. You weren't born when you
I
were
wasn't
watching it.
Thanks, Kevin. What? While You Were Sleeping counts as a Christmas movie?
Oh, and Stalag 17.
Buh?
Yeah, Prisoner of War story.
Yeah, that's
during
right.
Christmas. That's a Christmas movie.
Actually, Scrooged was good.
Oh, Scrooged? Try watching it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Watching it again doesn't hold up?
It's fine the first time.
It's one of those... There's so many Christmas movies exactly like that.
Where it's fine the first time?
Yeah.
You mean like Santa with muscles?
What? You look the same as I am, aren't you?
Do I remember this correctly? Is this the Hulk Hogan movie? It is!
We need to watch this now.
No.
Really, we don't.
Really, I don't need to sleep for another 2 hours.
But he was so good in Suburban Commando.
Mila Kunis is in this movie.
Really?
She's probably going to get an Oscar nomination this year for Black Swan. That's interesting. And what about Charlie Brown Christmas?
Oh,
wow. We're horrible people.
We are horrible people. Christmas time.
And Shrek the Halls.
No. That does not work.
We're only horrible people for Charlie Brown.
Yeah, we're only horrible people for Charlie Brown. Actually, my family is kind of on a quixotic quest, or a quixotic quest, depending on who you ask. But we're trying to find a Charlie Brown Christmas tree where we want to put one ornament on it and have it lean over.
On Amazon.
Well, you can buy it on Amazon, but we're trying to find an actual tree like that.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to go buy a 12-foot tree.
And then chop off the foot of it. Yeah.
And then murder it.
Yeah. And then, yes,
bonsai that thing. Well, you'd murder it anyway by buying it and chopping it down and bringing it home.
Yes,
so.
But you have to take like a full-size tree and like bonsai it down to a foot. Do you really want to do that?
Yes.
Stop it. It's already dead. And just so you guys don't bother us with emails, yes, Nightmare Before Christmas. We've all seen it, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween movie.
It's a Halloween movie.
That's all I got.
I mean, they kidnap Santa Claus and replace him. That's really not a Christmas movie. And yet...
We're forgetting all these other direct-to-DVD Christmas movies.
I am ignoring those. Because a lot of those were, churned out, like, oh, Bell's Christmas special. Or the Star Wars holiday special for Wookiee Life Day. Or
Life Day.
Wookiee Life Day.
I want to see that again.
Do you?
It's got a cartoon in it.
It has the Boba Fett cartoon, it's true, but, I mean, does it really hold up past the first viewing?
I've never seen it a second time.
So you have to
probably
test this.
Probably for the best, actually.
Man, now I'm just thinking of the Ewok Adventures. Like, did they have Christmas in that?
No.
They did not.
They do not, yeah.
It's just that it was full of trees.
Oh, we're forgetting all these other ones, like American Psycho and...
What?
And Babe. What?
What?
And Batman Returns!
Batman Returns is during Christmas. You're right.
There you
go.
Well,
if we're going based on that, I mean, Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is a total Christmas movie.
Oh, and Castaway? Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane is a very important Christmas movie. Not a really important Christmas movie. It's a very important movie with Christmas in it.
Enemy of the State?
What?
Apparently.
Let's sew that.
All right. We're just going down a Wikipedia list now. Let's stop this before...
First Blood.
First Blood?
Actually, yeah. No. That actually makes sense.
It is. Because he comes home for Christmas.
Yeah, he comes home for Christmas and then he goes psycho. That's right. It's not that he goes psycho. It's that he's driven into just violent reaction.
Oh my God, Gremlins.
Oh!
I need to tell the story. Okay. So, all of you guys know, my mother passed away a year and a half ago. She was a hoarder. And we have unearthed all sorts of 80s artifacts in our attic. including Christmas table sets from Gremlins. The movie Gremlins. So, we have napkins. We're using them right now because they're still good. They were still sealed. So, it's just like, what's the point in not letting these go to waste? And in my attic, we found these, and it's like, our napkins right now will say, don't give them water, don't feed them after midnight. And it's just like, man, I'm living in 1984. I think we also have like a Back to the Future table party set kind of thing.
Oh my God.
It's like a Back to the Future birthday thing. It's like, what? Oh my God. This is awesome. We were thinking about selling them on eBay because I'm sure someone would pick up the chintzy 80s stuff like that, mint in box and such. But
actually, they probably would.
They probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do it.
Mint in box.
Mint in box. Back to the Future party hat. But yeah, we have lights up. I did put lights up this year, so I feel mildly proud of that. And also, we are not watching and mainlining Christmas music or Christmas... movies, so I'm not tired of Christmas. I don't think I'll ever be tired of Christmas.
What about Rent? That takes place during Christmas.
It takes place on New Year's.
It ends on Christmas.
It ends on...
Well, really, if we're going to talk about... Actually, yeah, they should, and they start and end a year from each other.
Yeah.
A year from the day.
I don't know. I'm already done looking through the list.
We're going to talk about just stuff that happens on Christmas. I mean, Baldur's Gate.
That's true. When the nuke comes down and erases his town from existence. And that happens on Christmas too. That was a great Christmas story. What is with you and your Japanese depressing Christmases?
Okay, so here's the other thing you need to know about me and Christmas. Christmas memories is actually part of the reason I came to the conclusion that I was just a terrible, horrible, soulless child. Because, you always have those points when you're in college, or you've gone far enough in your life, and you turn back and look and you realize, wow, I was an ass back when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I actually had that for pretty much every single point, well, prior to college and parts of college too. So,
you know what? I'm actually having that point right now, about around an hour and a half ago, where it's like, man, I was an ass an hour and a half ago.
Doing what?
I think I called you a slut.
That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was less than an hour ago, man.
Man, it seems so long ago. I was such a jackass.
But, because I still remember my first Christmas gift. Or, my earliest memory of a gift was a Christmas gift. It was Contra 2, or Super C.
And you complained about it?
And I complained about it and had them exchange it. And I still remember what I exchanged it for.
Which was?
Mega Man 3.
You're a terrible person.
Yes, I
know. Super C? You gave up Super Contra for Mega Man 3.
He likes Mega Man 3. I remember from the conversation.
I said, like
Mega
sliding.
Man 3 over Mega... Yeah, I like sliding.
You know what I like? I like Super Contra. You know what you don't like? Christmas.
You know what I didn't know at the time?
That Super Contra was one of the best games on the Super NES?
That you could get more than 3 lives in a Contra game.
Okay, yeah. I guess that's fair. If you played Contra on just 3 lives, you would hate that game. Before the discovery of the Konami code.
Yeah.
How did we get to... Oh, wait, Christmas, right. Sorry. So what are you guys doing for this Christmas?
Eh?
You're watching the Guardians of Ga'Hoole?
I will watch that. I will watch that. I will guarantee you I will watch that on Christmas Day. And it will be a new tradition.
Why don't we just go see True Grit on Christmas Day, Kevin?
You'd better live blog those
That's
Guardians.
That's one of
man.
The owl's names.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking like a Star Wars alien.
That's a bee 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 bee. It's totally different, man. Come on.
Catfish guy.
Get it done right. Not
Guta,
cat.
Guta,
he's not
hello?
A catfish. He's just got another mask on top of his face. Except it's part of his face.
And it looks like a catfish?
Sure, whatever. He's got big ears, too.
Anyway.
Yeah, how do we bring up Nien Num again?
Because of you!
He's the mascot. You have to accept these things.
It's because every once in a while when we swear, you mentally hear in your head a bee bee bee.
You know, he says other words, too.
He does.
Like,
a deal, deal. A deal, deal.
Yeah, you know what my favorite Christmas movie is? Return of the Jedi.
Vietnam's Christmas special.
Vietnam's gibberish Christmas.
Which he teaches you how to make a burrito.
Yes. Or where he teaches you how to fly the Millennium Falcon through a trench.
You think about it, if he made a Christmas burrito, if this was Vietnam's Christmas burrito, what would be in it? I think it would be mostly frosting and cinnamon.
Where did that come from?
What are you basing this on?
What are you basing this on? Why is there no alcohol in your hand when you're saying these things? Because it's distressing when you say these things sober.
Maybe it's
because
I haven't spoken to you guys in so long. It's all just coming out right now.
You just got to squeeze one out before it's done.
Red's done.
But yeah, I actually am not sure what I'm going to be doing. I have a fairly good idea. So that...
Oh, never mind. I don't know what I'm doing. My family is driving down to SoCal that weekend.
Really?
I'm staying up here.
Okay.
Danny, so we already did our Christmas.
Are you going to be like waiting for Miho to come home from retail, or is she not working on that day?
She might not be working on that exact day.
At Christmas Day itself?
Yeah.
Everything else might just be a wash.
I can guarantee everything else is going to be a wash.
All right. Let's go see True Grit.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I really need someone to go see that with, because nobody else I know wants to go see
Christmas
it.
Christmas Eve?
Whenever.
Whenever? All right. We'll, right now, right here, right now, we're saying we're going to go watch True Grit.
We'll make it a two-parter. We'll watch that and Tron Legacy.
But I don't want to... Fine. Okay. Olivia Wilde. freaking stupid movie. That's all I care about seeing.
And then you'll go home and watch The Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
I can't watch that on that day. I have to watch it on Christmas Day. Oh, right. It is Christmas morning. I will wake up, go to my Apple TV, and rent it for $5 and watch it in high definition.
Is it $5 to rent The Guardians of Ga'Hoole?
It's $5 to rent any HD.
Oh, man.
It's sometimes worth it. I bet you I will love that movie, and then I will buy it on Blu-ray.
Dude, we know what you love. You love Dragon Ball Evolution.
You love Dragon Ball Evolution. That's true.
I do have that.
Yeah, we know you have it.
It's not as good the second time around.
I'd like to hope so.
I fell asleep.
So what Christmas movies are good the second time around?
Trick or Treat.
What?
That's a good movie.
What is Trick or Treat?
It's a Halloween movie. But it's really good the second time around.
I'm talking about Christmas movies, though. Die Hard's pretty good the second time around. Die Hard's pretty good the second time around. It's true. Mickey's Christmas Carol, the Christmas Carol done by Disney, is pretty good the second time around.
Oh, I do like that one.
I remember that one better than I remember any other Christmas Carol version.
Batman Returns?
Batman Returns is as good the second time around.
I liked it more when I was older.
Oh. I have to go back again then, because I watched it again in college and I don't remember being impressed by that.
Actually, it does have the fun line.
Which one?
A kiss can be deadlier if you mean it. Does this mean we have to fight again?
Yeah. Does this mean we have to fight? That is a good line. I'm going to go back and watch Batman Returns now. That's a good take.
Nah, that's okay. You don't need to do it.
That'll be my Christmas movie. You'll watch The Guardians of Ga'Hoole. I'll watch Batman Returns. And Danny will watch something incredibly depressing in Japanese. That involves Christmas somehow.
Well, based on this list, I was going to watch When Harry Met Sally, but I'll do that instead.
You know, watch When Harry Met Sally because that is a much better movie in general. I've been telling you to watch When Harry Met Sally for seriously 9 years.
Is this going to be one of those
weird... For the
same period
of time, I've been telling you to watch Swingers, so...
That's
You've
true.
Never seen Swingers?
I still haven't seen Swingers. I have his copy somewhere. I'm going.
It's not your time to see it yet. That's probably all it is.
Yeah.
It's not my time yet.
No. Danny knows it. There's a certain time in your life when you need to see Swingers. It's not your time yet.
To break up?
It's not your time yet.
Okay.
We'll tell
it's
you
not
when
your time
older.
Yet. But you can watch the Guardians
of Ga'Hoole.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Or the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
I'm so glad that we're not in Boston right now.
I'm so glad we're as far away from arm's reach of Boston as we can be without being in Hawaii.
That's true.
Although Hawaii would be nice.
Hawaii would be nice right now. Why aren't we going to Hawaii instead of Vietnam? Oh, because Vietnam costs like 5% as much as
I'm not going to Hawaii with you, dumb.
Also, you went to Hawaii like every week for a month, for like 3 months or something like that,
right?
I
went, within a month, I've been to Hawaii twice for an entire week each time for work.
Yeah,
you spent 2 weeks of a month in Hawaii on two separate trips?
Yes.
Yep.
Why?
Because I was getting paid to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
You got paid to go to Hawaii twice?
You got paid to go to Hawaii twice.
Yep. And I also got
Why am I working
fed
for the government?
And alcoholized.
Alcoholized?
And in fact, also the cool promotion with the hotel I was in was they gave you money to spend at their gift shops. That was cool too.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just Hawaii and you work during the day. So it's not like the greatest thing because by the time it's the evening, it's not how much more is there to do in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, all right,
actually,
coming back.
I can say on good authority that Gremlins is okay on multiple viewings.
Really?
Can say this because I saw it multiple times as a child. It was that cable movie for me.
Oh, it was that cable movie on cable that was always on and you always watched it?
Yeah.
Christmas movies that you always have to watch on cable when they come on. I actually can't watch A Christmas Story on cable anymore, so I admit that. Like,
that's
it's
okay.
All the time.
I can't even watch A Christmas Story.
In general? Yeah.
I hate that movie.
I can watch Die Hard on cable, though. I can watch Die Hard on cable. Although,
that's not really Christmassy.
A lot of it is amusing myself based on the cable censorship of all the swearing. You know, yippee-ki-yay, mother.
I can watch Home Alone a lot of times.
Can you?
Yeah.
That actually does hold up for you?
I have seen Home Alone at least 40 or 50 times.
The original Home Alone, though, not the sequels?
There's only one Home Alone movie.
Okay, I'll accept that.
But yeah, I mean, like, the first half of Home Alone is actually a like a decent emotional
piece. The whole of Home Alone is fine. Yeah, everybody remembers
the last part.
But yeah. It's the whole thing is actually quite funny. In fact, actually, as an adult, some of it's a lot more funny.
I've actually started remembering the first half of Home Alone now. I think I should go back and watch that too.
Whatever the hell he wants. Watch the first half of Elf.
Okay, what now? I've only seen the second half.
Just watch till he eats the spaghetti. That's all you need to see. The spaghetti is great and also makes my teeth hurt so bad. You'll find out when you see it.
Does he eat raw spaghetti?
No. He cooks it.
Okay.
But his idea of sauce is like chocolate syrup and candy.
You
see Will Ferrell actually shove that stuff in his mouth and eat it? Oh, my God.
That man will
first
do anything
time I saw
for
it,
comedy.
It was, oh, so hilarious. The rest of it, when it starts getting all like, oh, it's Christmassy and blah, 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 it kind of falls flat. When he saves Christmas by believing.
Ugh. Okay.
Because, you know, we couldn't think of anything else.
Because for some reason, this Will Ferrell movie, unlike other Will Ferrell movies, needed an emotional denouement, is what you're saying.
Yeah, fancy pants.
Why did I even say that? An emotional climax. Okay, that's why I said denouement. That's why I said denouement, come to think of it. All right.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. To send feedback, please send us email at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. To ruin Christmas, please go and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. And you can also ruin Christmas by going to visit our long-dormant website at s-words-podcast.com. Kevin, is there anything that I needed to add because I've forgotten all of this? Good night, everybody.
What I'm glad for?
What?
Breaking it! I'm glad we got through that entire Christmas podcast without any mention of how I ruined Christmas.
You ruined Christmas?
He ruins Christmas every time he opens a Nintendo DS. You ruined Christmas.
Wait, what happened?
Elite Beat Agents, the Christmas level. He ruins Christmas for that little girl and gives her a robot bear, convinces her that her dad is gay. Her dead dad was gay.
That's one of the things that happens when you screw up.
Okay, so I'll just go down the list. So,
wow, I need to see this.
There's a YouTube video of just look up
all the mistakes.
Elite Beat Agents. What's like
D rank?
Just look up Elite Beat Agents. You're the inspiration, and then scroll through there looking for the run that is specifically trying very hard to get all of the bad stuff to happen. Because it's actually more difficult than doing it right.
Yeah. So here's the thing. They're cleaning, you know, the place where they're cleaning off books and things like that. You know how they open the book, they find a picture of him, you know, that
with
he helped,
family.
They helped with his family. If you fail that section, instead they open a different book and they find a picture of him as a bodybuilder
on a muscle beach with other muscle men.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was just him, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just...
I guess Dom placed the other men.
Won't be the first time. Okay. So, and then the other ones are, you know,
they make a birthday cake for him on his birthday.
And, you know, the wind is supposed to blow out the candles for him. If you fail that section, the wind blows so hard the cake flies into their faces.
You are ruining a heartwarming story, Danny. You are ruining everything for this little girl. I know. The worst one is the dream.
Where she has a dream where, you know,
her dad is walking away as he did at the very beginning.
She's following her dad's shadow, you know. Like the sequence is just her walking away from the shadow. If you fail, he gets further off in the distance. If you succeed,
he turns around.
He gets closer. And at the very end of that sequence, he will turn around if you succeeded the section. If you don't succeed the section, he keeps walking.
And the thing is that the difference is she's in bed and if you do it right, she's hugging her pillow and she says in her sleep, Daddy, and she smiles a little bit. And if you do it wrong, like a jerkish Danny Suthavarakam over sitting to my right, who ruins Christmas and the dreams of little girls...
Hey, I succeeded those.
Then she is clutching that same pillow, crying in her sleep, and saying, Daddy. So if you are a terrible person at heart, then you will ruin that girl's entire experience with her father. And then at the very end, if you just plain make it to the end, then the ghost of her father will walk back with her the Christmas present that she requested, and it'll be a girlfriend teddy bear for her teddy bear.
Actually, there's three. The first one is the robot bear that was mentioned before.
Which is if you fail all three things.
It is an awesome gift for a child.
It is a terrible bear.
She loved that bear.
She loved that bear because she was forced to love that bear.
She would have loved that bear anyways.
If her dad had given her an engine block as her his last gift to her, she would have loved the engine block.
If it was shaped like a bear, it would have been fine. So in the second version, if you only succeed in one of them, the bear is actually about the same size. If you clear the full thing perfectly, it's this gigantic bear. So you get these, you know, older bear and younger bear look.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine as long as you get to the end.
Robot bear.
It's fine. She loved it.
She loved it because she had to. You ruined her Christmas with a robot bear.
You're only placing your... You were just placing your own, like,
you know what
judgments.
The worst thing about all of this is? The worst part of all of this
what
is that
the?
In Dead Rising 2,
okay.
you can give sure. presents to your daughter. And you know what one of those presents is, Danny?
The Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
What?
the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
No. You can give her a tiger for one thing, but that's beside the point. You can give her a robot bear. Guess what Danny did?
I didn't break it. I was not the one responsible for carrying
you
it.
You broke the robot bear.
I was not the
Chuck
one.
Chuck Green's
I
daughter.
I was not carrying
his
it.
His daughter who is living under a zombie infection curse.
It is not my fault you decided to run on ahead with the bear.
You
I was
broke
trying to clear
the bear.
I was trying to clear
you
the
hit
area.
Me with a baseball bat.
That had nothing to do with it. You have no proof.
Oh, I forgot you guys can play with each other. Yeah.
That's the only reason we played.
That's the only reason we played, actually. We played at co-op, and then we're like, we're not playing this again, are we?
It's like, that was fun.
Let's never do that again.
Because, yeah, it's not a real replay game. I mean, Dead Rising never really struck me as... It's one of those things you can do well, and then subsequent playthroughs are just you doing better than the last time. So it's like...
There's really not much room for exploration because it's really much more linear than the original Dead Rising. Which is crazy to say because the original Dead Rising was really linear. In this case, though, if you miss a case, it doesn't say, you've missed out on the story. Go play around for a few days. Instead, it says, you've missed the story. Game over.
Oh,
your
great.
Daughter will never be saved. You fail at life.
You have died. And it's just like, well, that was good for one playthrough. Let's never do that again. But you ruined two little girls' presents.
Hey, she was fine. She actually started clapping for later. She was the one who led that chant. It was fine.
What chant? Oh, the EBA chant yes. at the end? She only
See,
did that because the government forced her to.
She grew up to be a stronger person because of that.
You're saying that by giving her a robot bear, she became a stronger person? What do
no.
you have to... What?
She became a stronger person. I gave her a robot bear. I'm not saying they're related.
This good podcast is over.
Good job, guys. This was a great way to end the show.
Just put this after the credits.